Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day.
The Lord has made.
And we will.
Rejoice.
And be glad.
In it.
It is a choice to rejoice and to be glad.
Come on.
In each and every day. It is a choice. Rejoice. Find joy again. Ask the Lord, return unto me the joy of your salvation. In Matthew chapter 25, when they were given the account, what they did with the talents they were given, those who went out and multiplied their talents, it said, enter into the joy of the Lord. So we find joy in serving the Lord. We find joy in fulfilling our purpose in the Lord. There's joy in the presence of the Lord. So we have to rejoice, find joy again, go back to the things that brought forth joy and purpose in the presence of God. Rejoice, find joy again. We're going to continue with the teaching, life in the spirit, the condition of the human spirit after the fall. So we spent a lot of time yesterday in Genesis, and today we're going to move on to Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. So it's telling us that sin entered the world through one man.
Yeah.
That was back in the garden. It entered. They made a decision to eat from the tree that God had said not to eat of. He told them not to eat of it because he didn't want to bring them the harm of knowing evil. But they chose to eat of it. So just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned, so much more now that salvation comes through one, which is Jesus Christ.
So all have sinned. All have sinned. So we all inherit a sinful nature. So we have the inheritance of a sinful nature through one man. And because of that sinful nature, all of us have died spiritually now. So here's it. We have sinned. Sin brings death. Separation. So we got to think of the word debt there. Like you said, Pastor Diana, in the book of Genesis, when the Lord says, the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. We know they eat of it, and they were just alive physically. Mm-hmm. They were alive physically. So we know that the word die there, dead there, has double meaning. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has double meaning. It means the day they eat of this tree, you're going to be separated from me. Separation. You will be cut off from the life force, from the life-giving stream. And so you will now come into a place of separation, and now your body will see physical death. So there's dying, we die. In dying, we die. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we notice that. And that's revelation there that we need to grab a hold of and get this truth. And Romans 5, verse 12, it said,
read some more of that.
We'll go to verse 13.
13 and 14.
For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law.
Right.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense.
Yes.
For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification.
Right.
For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. So Adam, Jesus Christ is a type of Adam. Right. Adam, death reign. Sin reign. Jesus Christ, life reign. Is the free gift. So we have the totality of life through Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ alone. He is my life. He is my peace. He is my sacrifice. He is everything for me. Because the old man is Adam. The new man is Jesus Christ. I don't know if I can put it any plainer or clearer. But the whole man is Adam. And that brings physical death and separation. The new man is Jesus Christ, where the flesh now will put off corruption. So it will not no longer have corruption in the new body. Go ahead.
And this is why Pastor Diana in the beginning said, choose joy. It's because ever since sin came into the world, there is negativity. There is times when we're down, and there is times when we're going to not feel right. So we have to physically choose joy. And how do we experience this joy? Of course, it's through Jesus Christ. But it has to be intentional, because if we go by our nature, we have a sinful nature, and we will always be down and this and that. But if we choose joy every day and connect in the Spirit, we can live a life abundantly joyful. In Jesus' name, we pray this every day.
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, it tells us, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind. So that means useless. That word means useless. Mm-hmm. In the useless patterns of their mind. Say, don't walk that way. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. So we have to receive this message, life in the Spirit. We have to be able to articulate that there's another part of us. There's the spirit of man within us for God to fill with his Spirit. So we're not bound by the thought pattern going through our head. We're not bound by what the natural body is saying or restrictions in the earth realm, circumstantial restrictions. We have to be able to operate by the Spirit. And the word ignorant just means to ignore truth.
Yes.
So we have to spend the time allowing the Spirit of God to fill the spirit of man that's within us. Because if that place is vacant, somebody's going to be looking for that spot. And we're going to, as we go through the points throughout the week, you're going to see that there's a competitor trying to get in that spot. That's the spirit of the evil one.
Yes.
So we have to, that spot, the spirit of man that's within us, that spot has to be designated to be filled with the Spirit of God. So it tells us there in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, we can't allow our heart to be blind because we choose to be ignorant. We choose to ignore, or we choose to alienate ourselves from God, because God desires fellowship with us. Yes. Verse 19 says, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But you have not so learned with Christ. So we have to be careful. That place, if we become stiff-necked and we will not allow that place in us, the spirit of man, to be filled with the spirit of God, the competitor, he's going to come and he's going to try to put his spirit within there. And we can't be past feeling. We can't be past our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit of God. We have to be willing to yield.
And so we know for sure the spirit of man that God placed within the body, because we talk about this, we will make emphasis so that we have clarity. The body, the mind, and the spirit. It's all the human. The body, the mind, the spirit. That the spirit is that part of us that now have the capacity to house God. So God filled that. That's the part of us. So when we say the spirit of man is not the spirit of God, but the spirit of God unites with the spirit of man. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. So I hope we're making sense and the clarity comes. So the spirit of God unites with the spirit of man, because my mind is already is ignorant because of sin. It tells you. The futility of my mind, the ignorance, the darkness of my mind, dark, alienated from anything called truth, is the spirit of God that unites with my spirit that bring what? Light. So light comes. Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be what?
Born again.
You can see. You're in darkness. Hallelujah. We can go off and preaching right now. When Jesus says, Nicodemus, you'll never see how the kingdom of God works unless you are united with God in the spirit. Yes.
Then that causes us to want to do things different. Because as it goes on in Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us that we're then to put off concerning our former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And to put on the new man, which was created according to God. So we have to be able to respond to the Spirit of God, and then we have to be able to conduct ourselves in the manner of which He requires. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.